content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for supporting Spiritually Raw's mission to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. If you like this video, please help us spread the message and give it a thumbs up, share, comment, and subscribe. And we're so grateful for those of you who are joining and becoming members of our Patreon channel and becoming part of this great global movement away from the programming and towards personal enlightenment. So we invite you to access our private community and exclusive Spiritually Raw content by simply going to patreon.com/spirituallyraw, and you're going to love it. Yay! All right, so we got another great show planned up for you, and you know the drill. April always teases up for the guests and shares that great bio that you do. So yeah, who's up?
Today we have Catherine Silver. Now, she suffered through her own losses herself in 2005, and she motivates and empowers others to be leaders and not rely on someone else for their happiness, joy, and well-being. Catherine is a certified holistic health coach and specializes in grief counseling, biological decoding, and matrix energetics. I hope I got that right. Did I get the right biological decoding?
We're going to find out.
I did. Okay, good. Thank you. And she's the author of Riding the Light Beam, How Any Woman Can Find the Hero Inside.
Catherine Silver, welcome to the show. How are you?
It's a pleasure. I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
So good to have you here. So let's get right into it. So 2005, what happened that altered your life?
Well, I was in a relationship over 30 years, and my husband basically decided a 20-year-old girlfriend would make him happy. Oh. I got a call from our accounts manager, and she said, "I'm so sorry." And I said, "Sorry about what?" And she said, "The divorce." And I said, "What divorce?" And she said, "It was in the paper." And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Wow.
You heard about all this in a paper, third party.
Well, the accounts manager called me, and I'm like, what? And so my life took a 180-degree turn in a minute.
Mm.
Did you see any of it coming on, Catherine? Did you see any of it coming on?
No, you know, I would say kind of in a midlife crisis, but, you know, he was, looking back at it, is a little bit difficult at times anyway. And so I felt like he was just in one of those difficult periods and that we would work through it and we would grow past it. And so, you know, you kind of get to know somebody's behavior and you think, okay, well, he's just being him and he's frustrated and he's going through whatever he's going to go through and we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were married 2 weeks and I can remember I was sitting on this little tiny apartment that I had rented and I was sitting on the front porch and I don't know what we were even discussing. It was something very minor. And, he said, "Fine, we'll just get a divorce." And I'm like, what?
Wow. You know,
so it had been one of those things like that I had lived with for, you know, 30 years that his answer was fine. We're done.
That was right?
That's hard to live with. Yeah. So,
and I would say to him like, okay, well, we're going to just not even have the D word. We set our vows till death do us part and for better, for worse. And we can work through whatever it is. But, you know, and I knew when I started involved, and this is when you're 18 and stupid and naive, all I'd have to do is love him and he will then love himself. But you know, now that has to come from within. Yeah. So that was the point moment in my life that went completely a different direction. But you know, sometimes it's a death and sometimes it's a big divorce, and divorce was just something that
Hit me. Start with D. What is this? What is this biological decoding that I don't want to jump? I'm going to write in here with you. Tell us about the biological decoding and how can this benefit us?
Okay. Well, in my world, I'm going to say that because not everybody believes in this at this point, but we're in this shift of consciousness. So what biological decoding does is look at all unresolved emotions and traumas as the trigger for all disease and illness. So when we begin to look at those things, we begin to say, why do I have these knee problems? Why do I have cancer? Why
is it from past lives or the current life you're in right now?
It can be both. So that's what we're trying to discover. So sometimes people have a very traumatic early childhood and those things surface with that. Sometimes when I begin to look at their history, their life doesn't make any sense. And so I broach the fact it could be carried over because we have this energy around us that the Hebrew word is Merkabah. And that means to ride. So things ride from one lifetime to another. But of course, in this lifetime, we don't realize it unless we're actually open to it. So as an example, I was working with this young man in California, and he had been on a sidewalk and a car just turned into him. And his mother described it as a very minor accident.
What?
And they didn't. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a bump. Let's just say a bump. I don't know anything about it, but you know, he was on the sidewalk. So, but his whole right leg and everything like that, and it involved his eye and everything. So when I looked at my questionnaire, the first thing after I got past his name and his age is I wrote Vietnam, landmine, abandonment. And so during our first session, I said to him, you know, how do you feel about reincarnation? He says, well, I don't believe in that at all. And I said, okay, well, let's just go a different direction then. But the second session, I said, look, I know you don't believe in this. I'm going to say that right now. But this is what came up for me when I started to look at your history that you filled out. And he said, oh my God, he goes, you are spot on. He said, I have been asking my mother about the draft when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
Catherine, can I interject here real quick? When you say this is what came up for me, can you tell us how that came up for you, if you would?
It just popped into my mind. It's what I'm going to say, intuition, me tapping into, we can say, the entanglement or the energy that's around us that's always in. I mean, how do you describe your intuition? To me, it's God-given. We all have a pineal gland that acts like a Wi-Fi, and so these thought blocks are given to us when we are sort of open to that information. We've all had situations where don't forget your keys, or you know, one night I was sound asleep. It was about 12:30 at night, and I woke completely up, and I said to my husband, where's Joshua? That was my oldest son. He worked at the movie theater, which was pretty close to the house, and I said, is he home? And he says, I don't know. So we checked the garage, and he drove the pickup truck. The pickup truck was not home, and so Mitch said, well, let me run across the street to the movie theater, and there was Josh, you know, in the parking lot with his truck that wasn't starting.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's like, do we honor those things? Because what I'll say is on our Western culture, those aren't honored. Sometimes we get eye rolling. People think you're crazy. You know, how did you come up with that? But more and more, I'm honoring those sort of what I'd say intuitive hits. Before my father died, I just felt like I needed to go out there in May. And my sister's like, well, how did you know? And I said, I didn't know. She told you he was sick. I said, no, he didn't tell me anything. I just felt like I needed to go. So it's, it's, you know, what I call following the cosmic breadcrumbs is the way I describe it.
So do you, I want to make sure I understood what you said. Are you saying that all diseases, all illnesses, all sicknesses come from something emotional that was not resolved within this lifetime or a past lifetime, period? That's how illness occurs.
So literally people do, like if they had a tragic death from a previous lifetime or whatever, abusive relationship, they're going to come into that. And then, so now when you go through the body, when you now, like you said, get the questionnaire in, take us down that process, if you would. So someone gets, I guess, the questionnaire so you can see, okay, well, here's what I'm looking at. And they got there. When you talk about biological decoding, and once you've isolated it, like the gentleman that went to the war, what's the next step for them? How do you help them
break it?
Uncode it, or I don't know if that's the proper language, but
well, what I like to say is we want to rewrite the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have filters and we all make up things. So like a child may feel guilty and feel responsible for their parents' divorce, but we know it had nothing to do with the child.
Yeah.
It had to do with their unresolved a relationship. You know, it could have been a karmic relationship and they came together. And then in the definition I use of karma is unfinished business. Mm. But we don't know what that unfinished business is. So maybe the whole relationship was having a child. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were together in another lifetime and they had switched roles and one was the male and one was the female and they came together and or they couldn't have children or whatever. We don't really know. And I don't really need to know the details, but I try to piece it together. And most of the time when somebody ends up, I'm going to say on my doorstep, is they've had a number of different issues. So maybe they've had a broken arm, maybe they've had a broken leg, maybe they've lost a tooth, maybe. So all of these are basically messages mm-hmm. that tell me a story. And so I'm trying to put the story together of how they ended up with cancer or diabetes or a heart attack or Parkinson's or MS or something like that. And usually by the time that I'm seeing them, it's some of the stuff that medicine just doesn't really have an answer for.
So is it like, so when you go through that and medicine doesn't, and I get what you're saying, they really do. So then what do you give them? Okay, well, here's your plan and I need you to start doing this, whether that be, I guess, how do you break their thought patterns? You know what I mean?
Do their illnesses get cured?
It depends upon the person.
That would be up to them. That would be up to them if it got cured or not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It depends upon how open they are about rewriting their story. And what I'm trying to do is get into the subconscious, because that's that tape player that we have that is running behind the scenes that we don't even realize is directing sort of every action that we have.
So if somebody had like a tragic case, stage 4 cancer, they're like right there. But now they meet you and they realize, you know what, maybe it was all unresolved stuff. And they are in their mind, they're like, you know what, I can beat this. I can clear up my issues. Can that then at that point in time, can they go from, you know, 1 foot in the coffin, so to speak, to literally being like, I'm cured?
I would say nothing is impossible.
They just got to make that decision, really, right? Spiritually,
they have to make a decision, and we also don't know, are we clearing something that will, when they come back the next life, then they, I don't want to say clean slate, but you know, even with my father, I took him through the beginning steps of healing in the new energy. He had some total unresolved stuff that he could never talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, 50, 60 years after this, his mother had this accident with his two brothers. You know, they said we could never talk about it. And he was, you know, 84. And I said, so, you know, you and Wynn, your brother, didn't ever talk about this? Well, we weren't allowed to talk about it. I said,
Catherine, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. All right. So hang tight, everybody. Yeah. You don't want to miss this one.
Are you challenged by a physical condition, the cause of which cannot seem to be determined? Ever know someone who seemed to be cured, and then the same condition returned, or another one showed up, if as by magic?
Would you be interested in an approach that supports your medical team in finding and resolving the emotional trauma hidden in your subconscious mind that triggered your condition in the first place so that your good health can return?
If this is you or someone you know, contact Catherine Silver, Certified Holistic Health Counselor, by visiting her website at www.catherinesilver.com. That's CatherineSilver.com.
And let her experience and expertise support your health and well-being. You can also email her at kathysilverhealth@gmail.com. kathysilverhealth@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. We are with Catherine Silver. And again, remember, if you like this video, don't forget to share it. Don't forget to subscribe to it. Give it a thumbs up. Give us a comment and all that good stuff. And remember, submit all any questions you have regarding this episode and any future episodes or past episodes to spirituallyraw@gmail.com. So more with Catherine here. So Catherine, before we left here, I wanted to, you know, we're talking about biological decoding and breaking thought patterns. When you're working with someone and they're in that, I don't want to call it woe is me kind of scenario, but do you have to sometimes go there with them and be like, you know, just go there with them and just shake them up and just like, you know,
shake them out of it,
pull your big boy pants up and stuff like that. Do you have to go there with them or what's that process?
Well, I'm not really a boot camp coach or counselor. And I also let them lead the session. I think that's really important that my agenda does not override where they are in the moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so what I'm really trying to do is get them to move from their head into their heart. Mm. And so that's one of my pieces. The other is how do I get into the subconscious to rewrite that program? Mm, and gosh. So you know, the modalities that I use are about and everybody's individual, you know, that's the whole thing. It's, you know, sometimes I give one assignment to one and one another, and because I'm trying to get them, you know, out of that head space about yeah. what's happening and into a heart space so that they can shift. And you know, that's, they say, oh, that's where the healing happens, is in the heart, not in the head.
Okay,
why do you think we're going through this whole, I hate to use the word pandemic, or let's just call it an episode. Why do you think, spiritually speaking, it's happening? And why have we been chosen at this time to go through this?
Lucky us?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll
I don't know.
See.
Maybe lucky us?
Did we get
know.
To pull the short straw?
Well, let's just say, in my opinion, first of all, I want to say that anybody has lost anybody or has anybody in the hospital, that my heart is open and my condolences go out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right on.
I want to put that out there yep. first, because just like this session started with my divorce, it was basically a death for me, and it was very traumatic, and life is never the same when we lose a loved one, whether it's no matter
oh,
how
yeah.
it's lost. So absolutely. I want to start by saying that. And then I want to say that I think that we're in kind of a reset of humanity. And I think that there are some gifts in this if we look. And I think one of them is, if you think about it, this is the first time where the world has really come together to solve a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, normally it's kind of been in a war, and one side gets on one side and one side gets on the other. But, you know, this is affecting everybody at a very deep level.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing, is I think that we will come out of this different. We have also been asked by, because we've been told to stay in our houses, we've disconnected from all of the distractions that normally keep us busy. And the great masters have always told us that the answers all lie within us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people are having to connect and to quiet that noisy chatter. And they will begin to look at life differently. And what do they value? You know, what's not working? Do I hate my job so much that I just can't go on anymore and I'm going to do something that I really love now?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a relationship that supports me or doesn't? And I now realize that, you know, what do I want to create? I think that by looking inside of ourselves, we will come out of this very differently. Maybe, you know, how everybody is connected with their phones 24/7. Maybe the fact that we haven't been able to hug anybody and we haven't been able to talk to anybody in person will cause the heart to open up a little bit more. I mean, it's really hard
That's
to say.
In perspective, yeah, that's true.
I want to get your opinion on just a couple of topics, or actually a couple of questions I have for you, and just like to get your thoughts on it. This pandemic, man-made or natural, in your opinion?
I think it's a naturally man-made pandemic.
you got to run for it. You should run for office. I'll vote for you. The best answer.
Well, you know, from what I understand, and this is what Bruce Lipton said, and what he says is, if we've ever had the flu, we've had a coronavirus. This happens to be coronavirus 19.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I understand that it was engineered. And that is why it is such a strong strain. And so, and I think that in China, where it, I'm going to say, escaped from the lab, and there are different feelings of how it escaped.
I know a friend of mine
who says somebody was going to sell it to somebody, and there was an argument, and the vial broke, and you know, one of the markets. And you have to remember, I guess, in this part of China, there may be six people living in a room, and I can just vision this little or big Chinese market where you know everybody's coming and going, and if it's that contagious and spread by you know droplets, then you know. 100 people, 1,000 people were exposed, and they all go back to their little apartments where the six people now were exposed, and then that goes, you know, to, and it just sort of grows, and everybody's traveling all over. And so I think that it had the opportunity to spread. I think it's been here way, way before it was identified as a problem. My friend Joy, her parents, her mother got really sick in January. Well, it really wasn't even identified, you know, back then, but she went to the hospital. They thought it was pneumonia. She ended up with clots in her legs. They called her father, who was in his 80s, and said, your wife isn't going to make it through the night. You better come here. And then he got there at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then by breakfast, like, oh, well, she's better. She can go home now. But they sent her home with oxygen, right? So I think it was actually here before. I don't like to go, as you know, down the conspiracy theory road, but what concerns me is I heard today that Fauci was aware of a huge transfer of money to Wuhan.
I was just going to ask you about Dr. Fauci. Actually,
she knew that.
Yeah.
Yes, she knew that you were going to ask her about Dr. Fauci. That's why we have her on here, because she knows this stuff.
And, you know, it's interesting that Bill Gates is talking about this pandemic back in 2015 and that we're going to need to develop a vaccine and digital ID and, you know, the social distancing, you know, is 6 feet apart, ironically, because apparently that's how you can be identified by the cameras. So there's a part of me that doesn't like what I see.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. That's how you can be identified by the cameras.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh my gosh, that's so creepy, isn't
it? It is so creepy.
Holy crap. So population control, do you think any of this has to do with the vaccines and all that? I mean, you're hearing all the mix of everything that's being said. Does any of this, do you think, have anything to do with population control?
I think there's certain people that believe that. I don't know what their agenda is. I don't know whether it's... digital marking us. I don't know what the dark side is planning or wanted to plan, but I think that since this escaped early, because they keep saying, well, we're, you know, 6 months, a year, 18 months out from a vaccination, thank God. You know, if this had been sort of planned and it hadn't escaped and surprised us all, would they say, oh, we've got this horrible virus, and by the way, we just happen to have the cure? So
you don't think they already have it?
I don't know what they have.
Yeah.
I don't know what they have. But I think that it's going to backfire. Now, the other thing that I think that they haven't taken into account is the shift in consciousness. Mm-hmm. And the shift in consciousness allows us to see things that we have never been able to see before. So the darkness was able, and when I talk about the darkness, I talk about greed, lack of integrity, dishonesty, sort of all those base emotions. I'm not talking about, you know, a devil with horns. Because the human being has the capacity to be as light and loving and compassionate as we choose to be, or we can go the other direction. So
do you think that this, and I remember hearing this back all the way 2012, whatever, 2000, I mean, is this the energy shift that everybody's been talking about, but they said maybe it's subtle? I mean, is this it, in your opinion?
This is part of it. I mean, this it really it. Started back in, you know, what they say is the harmonic convergence in 1987 was a big energy that came in, and then we had the harmonic concordance in 2003. And then, you know, we had 2000, remember the Y2K scare? That was another sort of mile marker that we made it through then. And then we had 2012. So we've been writing in this energy called the precession of the equinox. And the precession of the equinox is a 36-year window. And Earth is in a place where it's never been before. And we have, the scientists call it radiation. I like to call it data that's coming from the sun to the heliosphere, which comes into places like the northern lights. That's really a place what we could call inductance if we were an electrician. And so that information is being fed to the grids, which are, of course, they're not physical grids, but there's the Gaia grid, the crystalline grid, and the magnetic grid. We also had the magnetic grid that was shifted. It took about 10 years, and it moved more in 10 years than it had in 100. And the magnetics have an effect on our consciousness. So that shifted as well. So it's what I'm feeling is we're right on schedule. We are here on purpose at this time, because they said when we were born, we had just as much chance of going to the gas chambers, Germany, as we did blowing ourselves up.
And we came anyway. Well, where do you think it's going from here? Like, where do you see what go out a year from now?
I think one of the first mile markers will be peace on Earth.
Yeah, all right.
That would
That's
be good. Nice. Okay. All right.
And I say that is because there was two Middle East countries. Saudi Arabia was one, and I'm not sure if it was Iraq or Iran. And they were supposed to go fight each other, right? And then the flu came along, and they were so afraid of the flu, they canceled the war.
All right. Right on.
You know, and I'm thinking, like, this is nuts. You're actually going to go kill each other, but you're more afraid of the flu than, you know, taking your weapons against each other. So maybe this is actually glimpses, or I say, you know, cracks in the sidewalk that, you know, people are saying, wow, we're not willing to do this right now. So I'm hoping that because we're going within, we're connected on a worldwide level, we're sharing the same problem right now, that we'll have more compassion and tolerance for somebody that doesn't look like us or who doesn't speak the same language, because we are all the same on the inside. You know,
so let me ask you this, Catherine, and not to, without, you know, getting into exactly what you believe or what you don't believe per se, but just from a concept of biblically speaking, right? You hear about the chips and everything that are coming on and all these different, the plague, let's call it. Is there something to this biblically speaking, or is it just for those who are believing, okay, this is what this says? Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Well, first of all, I'm not a Bible scholar, so
I figured I'd let you say it.
But I mean, whatever you look for and whatever you believe, you know, you can find pieces to be true. So what I would say, though, is certainly there's a shift going on, and whatever you want to call it, it's true for you. So I, you know, from what I understand, this was sort of the fifth and final time of our attempt at going to an ascended planet status. And we're just right at the beginning of that.
Wow.
And
so, what exactly would that mean?
Like, yeah, what does that look like if we're an ascended planet status? Are we out of the dregs kind of thing?
No.
No. Okay. No. That sucks.
It probably takes about a million years to get there, but you have to take the first step. And they always say the, you know, journey of 1,000 miles begin with one step. Yeah. So I'm going to kind of go full weird on you. Your listeners.
Bring it on, bring it on.
Welcome to
You're at the right place.
Roll their eyes. I don't care. So, and I have to tell you that this, you know, the first time I heard this, I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not, but it, the more I sort of lived with it, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, yes, this resonates, this is true. Okay. So we are not alone in the galaxy, as we know. We are seeded from the stars.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Hindus, if you look at the Aborigines, if you look at like the Easter Island, if you look at the continent of Hawaii, which was supposed to be Lemuria, if you look at all of those sort of ancient religions or ancient civilizations, they all had a storyline that we were seeded from the stars.
Yeah.
And so I believe that we have been seeded. We are awakening. And it will take us a while. Our DNA is only working between 33 and about 35%. If our DNA was working at 90 plus percent, we could think our way, we could manifest what we needed. And so it's going to take us a while to get there. But I think what it means is we're moving out of a 3D or 4D consciousness and view of the world into, I'm just going to use the word, a more expanded, loving way. And we're, you know, the first thing is we have to see each other as the same, that we're not different, that we're actually all the same. And then we have to start with some kindness, you know, and I think that's also happening. You know, if you listen to the national news, you're not going to get it. But if you listen to local news, or if you look at good news networks on the internet, you will see acts of kindness happening every single day with different people. And I think that is the verification for what we're talking about right now, is that it starts slow. And then as we awaken, I'm going to say, to this new consciousness and new energy. And I look at it as, you know, if we look at a cherry tree in the spring, all the blossoms don't open at once. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes maybe a period of, you know, 4 to 6 weeks while the tree continues to bloom. And then you finally have this beautiful tree in bloom. So I like to see it more as humanity, like the cherry tree that opens on our sort of our own time schedule. Mm-hmm. We've had sort of the old souls awakening first. And you know, we're going to continue to evolve. I think part of the, I'm going to say, exodus right now is for souls, and I don't understand how this decision is made, so I will tell you that up front, who have decided that they either need to come back, because when I understand when we take our first breath, we are calibrated to the frequency of the earth at that moment, and the frequency of the earth continues to change and go up. And so those souls who were calibrated, let's just say 70, 80, 90 years ago, the earth was in a very different spot. And so they have chosen, for some reason, and I don't understand why, it's way more complicated than our 3D minds can even comprehend, but they will be back. I mean, if we are eternal and forever, and we have no beginning and no end, and we were here when the earth was being formed, and we are billions of years old, and we have a earthly Akashic record as well as in a galactic Akashic record, we are wise beyond...
I think so.
That's really good. I agree. Like that.
Hey, everybody. Catherine Silver, everybody. Catherine, thank you very much for being with us here. Catherine, can you let everybody know where they can find you, how they can get connected with you and learn more about what you can do and how you can help them?
Absolutely. Kathy Silver Health at gmail.com. That was probably the best and easiest way. Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, very easy. Silver, like the color, S-I-L-V-E-R, health. At gmail.com. And all I can say is just let's hold the energy, send the love and light to the darkest places on the planet. We don't know who else we're helping at this moment. And if I would like to, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely. Please. Yeah.
What I like to say is I am that I am. I deserve to be here, loved by God. I am magnificent. And if you start to get scared, or if you start to go in fear, if you would just say that to yourself, that will help you tremendously. And that's what I'm saying.
Kathy, that was beautiful. Thank you very much, everybody. Wow, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. I will talk to you later.
Nice to talk to you. Yeah, you got it. So everybody, that is Kathy Silver. I hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on this end another enlightening show for us. Yes?
Absolutely. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.